I speak to you in the name of one God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. The famous baseball player Babe Ruth, considered by many to be one of the greatest baseball players of all time, once said, "It's hard to beat a person who never gives up." It's hard to beat a person who never gives up. And I think the unjust judge in the story we just heard would probably agree with the great Bambino on this one. After refusing to meet her requests on numerous occasions, the unjust judge in this morning's parable finally gives in to the widow's demands after she never gives up advocating for her cause. Right from the get-go, the author of Luke's gospel makes it clear that the parable we just heard will emphasize persistence when he writes at the very beginning, "Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart." And indeed, this persistence is a key component of the story that's demonstrated by the widow. Now, something that's interesting about this parable is that we're not provided with much information in regard to what the widow's cause was, or who wronged her, or even really what she wants. But from a biblical and a historical context, what we do know is that there is a significant power differential between the widow and the judge. As a widow, the woman was among the most vulnerable in her society. She had no advocate in a male-dominated culture and found herself outside of an economic system that did not provide support outside of family structures. And the judge, on the other hand, is on the opposite side of the spectrum. He's a male who held a position that carried quite a bit of authority and respectability. And yet, despite this power differential, the woman never gives up on the judge. She is so persistent that eventually the judge caves in and does the right thing. And there's actually a pretty funny line in this story. The judge says, "I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out." In the Greek text, the language Luke's gospel was originally written in, the expression "wear me out" can actually be translated as "give me a black eye," or "so that she might not finally come and slap me in the face." This widow means business, and she's not going to give up on the judge, and the judge knows it. Now, while the story stresses persistence, especially persistence in one's prayer life, it also assures the disciples that God is a responsive God, a God who will bring justice and meet their needs. After all, if an unjust judge will do the right thing, how much more readily will God, who is just and loving, do the right thing? But here, I think it's important to point out that it's a mistake to think that God will only answer our prayers if we constantly bombard God with our requests. And as a side note, I wouldn't recommend threatening to give God a black eye or to slap God in the face like the judge thought the widow was about to do. But rather than being distant or remote, God is intimately connected to our world and to our lives. God is not one who needs to be reminded of what we need. It was the great Danish theologian Søren Kierkegaard who wrote in the 19th century, who said, "Prayer doesn't change God, but it changes the one who prays." Prayer doesn't change God, but it changes the one who prays. C.S. Lewis said the same thing. Prayer is about growing into what St. Paul called the measure of the full stature of Christ. Prayer is about growing into the kind of humanity that Christ shows us. Prayer is about aligning ourselves with a God who is always in our midst and who calls us deeper into God's work of reconciliation. Persistence in prayer over time enables us to be vehicles of God's healing love to the world around us. But persistence in prayer also allows us to open up ourselves to listening to God, to allowing God's love and God's words to change us. The writer, Bruce McLeod, makes an interesting suggestion when he says that if we are to envision anyone in this story as God, it should actually be the widow. And he goes on to explain that you and I and everyone who hears this story should be seen as the unjust judge. And he describes how only the great and persistent love of God is capable of outlasting us. Only God's love is willing to keep coming to us despite our many rejections, calling us back to God's goodness and God's justice. Only divine love is capable of that much persistence. So I think it's worth asking ourselves, where has that persistent widow showed up in your life? Or who has been that persistent widow in your life? For me, over the years, my parents have definitely taken on qualities of the persistent widow. Definitely not giving up on me, seeking to bring me back and bring the best out in me, to help me do the right thing, even when I thought it was a bother. Who are those people for you? Maybe a colleague or a coworker or a friend who is always advocating for justice, pushing us more fully to respect the dignity of every human being. Sometimes we might encounter that voice pushing us towards God's justice in a newspaper or a book, and certainly in the Bible. The voice that calls out, even if it's uncomfortable or bothersome to hear, what is good and just in us. Remember that the widow was calling the judge to pay attention to the plight of the poor and the helpless, to act with compassion and love to others. Where might you hear that voice of God, and how might it change you? Despite our refusals and our reluctance at times, God never gives up on us. And as Babe Ruth knew well, that kind of persistence always wins out. God is persistently calling out to us, calling forth what is good and just and lovely in us. Our job is to put ourselves in a position so that we might hear it. Amen.